On the weekends, dozens, if not hundreds, of Boston bicycle enthusiasts take to the roads of historic Concord, Lexington, and Lincoln for exercise and camaraderie. There are organized trips on the hour. Some depart from here, Ride Studio Cafe in Lexington Center.
Today we had 40-something people go out, so we broke it into four groups. So then they went off at separate times, so they don't look like a trouble for drivers, because that's not good for anybody.
Rob Vandermark is an owner at Ride Studio. He's troubled by the deaths of five cyclists in Boston and at least one outside the city this year, and knows suburban towns like Lexington have their own challenges. Last week in Stoughton, a teenager was taken to the hospital with serious injuries after a car struck him on his bike, then fled the scene.
Driver's relationship to cycling is very different from Boston, Lexington, Harvard. Cars are more aware of cyclists in Boston, but the volume of traffic is much higher, the volume of riders is much higher, and the traffic is more confusing for cyclists and for drivers. They're dangerous in different ways, or you have to be really aware as a cyclist in different ways. When you're out here or more rural, the speeds are a lot higher, so the way you ride is different than riding in the city.
In the last week, I collected data at two intersections, one in Boston, where a cyclist was killed, and the other in Lexington. In Boston, I witnessed 17 near collisions between cars and cyclists during a four-hour watch on a Friday. In Lexington, same amount of time, but on a casual Sunday when bikes were out. In the suburbs, nearly everyone wore a helmet, and there were no near collisions.
It's much different riding the city. I grew up in Manhattan, so I'm used to riding in a city.
Lisa Weissman is a cyclist from Watertown.
You're constantly scanning for a million different things because you have to not just be conscious of where you're riding to, but you're watching the cars and the lights and the pedestrians and the buses, which are particularly bad. When I'm riding out here, if I'm riding on a country road, I'm actually paying less attention because I feel safer.
She commutes to work in Cambridge and rides around the suburbs for fun on the weekends. But she says it isn't always a pleasant experience.
I've been on country roads where I've had cars throw things at me. I've had country roads, it's just me along the side, I'm not blocking them, and they've, tried to, scream things out their window at me.
What have they thrown at you?
I've had an apple thrown at me, I've had an orange thrown at me, two different incidents. It doesn't happen often, I can remember the incidents in, maybe the 30 years I've been biking, I've had 8 to 10 really negative interactions.
What's difficult to tell is whether the Boston area is becoming safer for cyclists. David Watson is the executive director of the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition, also known as Mass Bike, a statewide nonprofit.
As the amount of bicycling has increased over the last few years, it's become a greater concern. We are looking for better data on exactly what is going on because we don't know for sure that it's actually getting more dangerous to bike in Boston, because you have to look at not only the number of crashes that are happening, but how many people are riding. And what does that tell you about the crash rate? Is a higher percentage of people actually getting involved in a crash, or is it actually the same, or even going down?
Watson believes cities and suburbs need infrastructure like designated bike lanes, reliable signage and lights, and education for drivers and cyclists.
They figured it out in Europe, and European cities are often even smaller with narrower and more windy streets than we have.
But in the suburbs and the city, one of the biggest problems Watson is also fighting against is fear, the sense that cycling is too dangerous. He says his organization and the city of Boston are hoping to gather more data to get a better sense of what can be done to eliminate that fear and make the city a safer place for everyone who shares the streets. On Thursday, Boston Mayor Tom Menino issued a statement reminding city residents that bike safety remains a priority and, quote, the car is no longer king, end quote. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.